Audio point 3. The sack of Seringapatam and the defeat of Tipu Sultan, ruler of Mysore, in 1799, provided a significant amount of the material in the collection. Tipu was a much feared warrior sultan known as the Tiger of Mysore. The British had suffered defeat at his hands previously, and Tipu was also allied with the French, causing concern to the British, who were at war with France. Edward was now governor of Madras and participated in the war. Tipu's capital city, Seringapatam, was besieged and finally stormed by the British in a dreadful struggle in which Tipu was killed by an unknown soldier. Some of the spoils of war, the treasures which were taken from Tipu and his city, made their way to the Clives. Perhaps the most notable object is this tiger head finial, one of several which had once decorated the opulent gold throne of Tipu. After Tipu's defeat, his throne was broken up and its parts distributed amongst commanding officers. This particular finial was given to Lady Henrietta Clive by Lord Mornington. Parts of the throne, including a great golden tiger head similar to the finial, are now in the royal collection. You can see a watercolour by Tinelli of the throne from which these pieces came in the museum. There are many other examples here. The armour on display came from this battle, as did Tipu's own tent in the tent room. The paisley shawl lying across the bed actually belonged to Henrietta at this time. Henrietta was more than just a collector, though. She possessed a deep and genuine interest in the country in which she found herself living. In 1799, she even began to learn Persian, the language of the Indian courts, so that she could understand and be understood. In 1800, Henrietta travelled to Seringapatam, explaining that her purpose was no more than that she had a most indescribable wish to see the place. Nevertheless, en route she took on an ambassadorial role, visiting company officials and Maharajas, as well as inspecting troops. Her passport papers still exist here as a record of the trip. They cover Henrietta, her daughters, and Anna Tinelli, and give permission to pass from Madras to Seringapatam, with two European servants and an establishment of native servants. Incredibly, her establishment included an entourage of 750 people, as well as four elephants, a harp, and a piano. Henrietta and her daughters returned to Britain in 1801 due to concerns over her children's health. She oversaw the transport of the entire collection back to Walcott, where they were living at the time, and also brought back numerous plant specimens, live cattle for Walcott and Tipu's Arab mare Sultana for Powis Castle. This was a major feat of organisation, and Henrietta was obviously regarded by her husband as capable of carrying out such a task. He also appeared to regard her as a trusted confidant. He stayed in India for a further 2 years, and surviving letters to Henrietta show that he kept her informed and sought her advice on a variety of matters, both business and political. During the voyage home, Henrietta learnt that her brother George had died. He left no heir, and so the castle passed on to Henrietta's eldest son, Edward Herbert, 2nd Earl of Powis. Her husband was created 1st Earl of Powis of the third creation in 1804, taking care of Powis's business interests until his son came of age in 1807. It was at this time that the collection was moved to the castle. Part of the deal of the younger Edward inheriting the estates and title was that he changed his name from Clive to Herbert, thus ensuring the continuation of the Herbert lineage. The Clive collection remains today not just as an outstanding collection of its kind, but also as a visual reminder